With the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. In the midst of the current financial chaos, good people trying to make ends meet often fall victim to government grant schemes. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. The phone rings, the caller congratulates you. They tell you that your income tax status entitles you to $1,200 in government grant money to pay for education needs or home repair expenses. You think, what a gift. How could I be so lucky? You spot an ad in the newspaper. It says you might qualify for a government grant if you fall under a certain income bracket. You call the toll-free number and the person who answers tells you they're from a legitimate sounding agency, something like the Federal Grants Agency. They congratulate you on your eligibility and ask for your checking account information so they can deposit your grant money right into your checking account. You think again, what a gift. How could I be so lucky? The answer to both scenarios, you aren't. Luck has nothing to do with either situation. Both are scams. The Federal Trade Commission, the FTC, says there are a few basic rules to keep you from losing money to these so-called government grants scams. If you should go without anything, let me just say, please understand, don't give your bank account information to anyone you don't know. Don't pay for a free government grant. A real government grant won't require or ask you to pay a processing fee for a grant that you have already been awarded. Never pay for a list of grant-making institutions. All that information is available for free online or at any public library. The only official access point for all federal grant-making agencies is www.grants.gov. If you think that you've been a victim of a government grant scam, file a complaint with the FTC at www.ftc.gov or call toll-free 1-877-FTC-HELP. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.